Poseidon's Gold, Falco, Book 5, written by Lindsay Davis and read by Gordon Griffin.
Rome, Capua, Rome. March to April, A.D. 72. Chapter 1. A dark and stormy night on the Via Aurelia. The omens were bad for our homecoming, even before we entered Rome. By that time we had covered 1,000 miles, making our journey from Germany in February and March. The 5 or 6 hours on the last stint from Veii were the worst. Long after other travellers had tucked themselves up in wayside inns, we found ourselves alone on the road. Electing to press on and reach the city tonight had been a ridiculous option. Everyone in my party knew it, and everyone knew who was responsible. Me, Marcus Didius Falco, the man in charge. The rest were probably expressing their views fractiously. But I couldn't hear. They were in the carriage, thoroughly damp and uncomfortable, but able to see that there were colder and wetter alternatives. I was on horseback, completely exposed to the driving wind and rain. Without warning, the first dwellings appeared. The tall, crowded apartments that would line our way through the unsavoury slums of the Trans-Tiberina district. Run-down buildings without balconies or pergolas stood pressed together, their grim ranks broken only by black alleys, where robbers normally lay in wait for new arrivals to roam. Maybe tonight they would prefer lurking safe and cosy in their beds. Or maybe they would be hoping the weather would put travellers off guard. I knew the last half hour of a long journey can be the most dangerous. In the apparently deserted streets, our hoofbeats and rattling carriage wheels announced our presence resonantly. Sensing threats all around us, I gripped my sword pommel and checked the knife hidden in my boot. Sodden thongs were trapping the blade against the swollen flesh of my calf, making it difficult to extricate. I wound myself deeper into my waterlogged cloak, regretting it as the heavy folds constricted me clammily. A gutter collapsed overhead. An icy sluice doused me, frightening my horse and knocking my hat askew. Cursing, I fought to control the horse. I realized I'd missed the turn that would have taken us to the Probus Bridge, our quickest route home. My hat fell off. I abandoned it. A single gleam of light down a side street to my right marked what I knew to be the guard post of a cohort of the vigilies. There were no other signs of life. We crossed the Tiber on the Pons Aurelia. In the darkness below, I could hear the river at full surge. Its rushing water had an unpleasant energy. Upstream, it had almost certainly overflowed its banks onto all the low ground around the foot of the Capitol, yet again turning the Campus Martius, which could be spongy at the best of times, into an unhealthy lake. Yet again, turgid mud the colour and texture of sewage would be oozing into the basements of the expensive mansions, whose middle-class owners jostled for the best waterfront views. My own father was one of them. At least, thinking of him having to bail filthy flood water out of his entrance hall cheered me up. A huge gust of wind stopped my horse dead in its tracks as we tried to turn into the Cattle Market Forum. Above, both the Citadel and the Palatine Hill were invisible. The lamplit palaces of the Caesars were drowned out of sight too. But I was now on familiar ground. I urged my horse past the Circus Maximus, the temples of Ceres and Luna, the arches, fountains, baths and covered markets that were the glory of Rome. They could wait. All I wanted was my own bed.